Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here.
Pleasure.
Now, first things first, the statistics that have been provided by the Premier have said that assaults are down by 60% in King's Cross and 42% in Sydney CBD. How accurate are these numbers?
Well, I think the Don Wedderburn from the Bureau of Crime Statistics has come out and questioned those figures that the Premier has provided. I think what is concern to us as the opposition is that the Premier seems to have made up his mind about the lockout laws before this statutory review is carried out. Quite obviously, we support the review. It's a review that has to occur, but it I think it is unfortunate that the Premier has preempted the results of this review, which is obviously what you've seen in a lot of the social media activity.
Yeah, there has been quite a bit of outrage in the social media activity. Obviously, Mike Baird posted that comment on his wall. That was the original source of saying, well, these are a bit of a hysterical overreaction, and a lot of people disagreed with that particular sentiment. But yeah, the most concern seemed to be that his mind was already made up about what this, what the lockout laws had achieved and what we were going to do as an ongoing situation.
Well, I think that editorial that he posted on his Facebook site was very reminiscent of a Sermon from the Mount, which certainly had, as you said, had the word hysterical used and just upset people. And I can understand that, because I think one of the things we're seeing more and more about the lockout laws is that there are different issues that need to be considered within this review, and therefore you have different opinions. And I think everyone has a right to an opinion on this, and certainly there are a variety of issues that this review needs to cover off, such as whether there is a migration into areas like Newtown, whether there is a cultural change that needs to occur more so through education, a consideration about what is personal responsibility, a consideration about what the impact has been on the nightlife, the nighttime economy, and also our reputation as a global city. I will say, however, from the outset, that we certainly support a measure or measures that reduce alcohol-related violence and antisocial behaviour. That is important to us, but I do think what we've seen is a Premier who's already made up his mind, and then a Deputy Premier who has come out and said, it is clear. I think his comment was, I want to make it clear it does not have a foregone conclusion, which absolutely puts him in conflict with his leader.
Mm. Well, actually, I just want to pick out a phrase that you used just there, Jody. Personal responsibility. I find it quite interesting in the debate around, Mike Baird's lockout laws. The Liberal Party tends to be skewed more to the idea of personal responsibility and small government. The government staying largely uninvolved in these kind of areas, staying outside of what business can achieve. Is this causing some divisions within the party itself?
Look, I think so. And clearly what we've seen last year is the Deputy Premier coming out and indicating that the review would be brought forward to June. And then within a week or so after that, the Premier slapping him down and said, no, the review will be carried out in February 2016 as initially required. So you had conflict early on last year. And again, we've seen it this year. And we also have a concern that Troy Grant has a conflict of interest. He is the Minister for Justice and Police, and he's also the minister responsible for the Office of Liquor and Gaming and Racing. So his role is also to work with the licensees. I am struggling as the Shadow Minister for Justice and Police to actually see how he can carry out his role without that conflict interfering. And it is perhaps that that's at the heart of his certainly division that we're seeing between he and the Premier.
Mm. Now, one of the original arguments we heard when these lockout laws were suggested, it may push people out of the CBD, it may push violent people out of the CBD to areas like Newtown and actually increase the rates of violence there. Now, claims have been made that we've seen this happen. Do we have any actual real statistics on that?
Look, I don't have them before me, but from memory, there was certainly an indication in the latest data that there was an increase in alcohol-related antisocial behaviour. Now, what we have seen, I think, more so, is anecdotal reports from business owners within the precinct there that have indicated that that's what they are seeing. But you know, the impact on that migration into other areas needs to be considered. We've also got the Piemont area, of course, and there's a lot of debate about the need or otherwise of including the casino in this. So, you know, this review needs to be comprehensive, and we need to have confidence that it will be transparent, that it will be independent, and that the government will take what is put to that review, what is evident, and make an informed decision as a result of that.
And a lot of concern, obviously, about why exactly the casino would be exempt from these laws.
I think that's an important question. I mean, there's always been concern that the Premier is too close to what's happening there with the casino. But certainly what we want to see is an independent review. The government has appointed former High Court Justice Ian Callanan, who he helped establish the Fitzgerald Inquiry into Police Corruption in Queensland. So he's going to lead this statutory review of liquor laws. So we would hope that it is a review that is independent, a review that it is comprehensive. And what we are pleased to see is that there will be the ability for people to make a submission, a written submission. And I think that is important because what we haven't seen and what the government hadn't committed to until yesterday was a vehicle for people to put their views. And that is why when the Premier posted his article, there were thousands of comments, mostly critical of his Sermon from the Mount, which is what we saw. And so I think that this will provide people with an ability to have a say, and hopefully the government will listen to that.
Well, Jodie, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time and your insight into this one this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Nice to talk to you.